Praise be Jesus and Mary. As probably many of us, when we were growing up, going to CCD, what were we taught? We were taught that God loves us, okay? And we were taught that probably every week, and that's what we learned. And unfortunately, to the exclusion of many other truths, okay? Today's gospel teaches us that truth, that God loves us. It says he loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him may not perish, but have everlasting life. Then why are so many souls lost? We must ask ourselves. Because many of us did not learn in CCD. There are many who despise this love of God and reject Christ, the light of the world. That is, they do not follow his teachings. They even hate him, loving more the darkness, that is, the suggestions of Satan and the pleasures of the world. And that's really what the rest of this gospel passage talks about, the one you didn't hear in CCD. All right, when our Lord says, but he that doth not believe is already judged. Why? Because he doesn't believe in the name of the only Son of God. And why doesn't he believe? Because the light has come into the world, the light of the Holy Spirit, the light of Jesus Christ, and the word of his gospel, which enlightens every man. But men loved darkness rather than the light. So by their own stubborn free will, for their works were evil, for everyone that doth evil hateth the light. Okay, they hate the truth. Right? We have goodness. We even have those who call themselves Christians and Catholics who are pro-abortion. Right? It's not that the truth that is evil to kill your unborn child is somehow beyond the grasp of our human reasoning. No, it's not that. It's that they hate the truth. And so they cometh not to the light, that their works may not be reproved. But those who do the truth, those who love the truth, and put the truth that they know into practice, they come to the light. They come to true knowledge and love of Jesus Christ, and their works are done in God. And it is to these souls who love the light and the truth that Jesus Christ manifests himself, and the Holy Spirit, the love of God, enters their hearts. And it is these souls who, persevering in the truth and love, shall have life everlasting in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.